Mr. Brady, as you head back up to Washington, there's a lot of talk about what the Attorney General is saying that illegal immigrants are entitled to. Do you believe they should get due process in the hearings that take up the issue how they got here in this country in the first place?
Well, no. There is a fundamental difference between due process and right to effective counsel that we as citizens have and extending that to illegal immigrants. They broke the law in the first place to come to this country, and then to have our constitutional protections on top of that just seems to be fundamentally wrong.
It seems like the government has its priorities just a little skewed. We've learned over the past week that some very serious information, very critical information to our country's security, has ended up on the internet.
Well, it concerns me, and it ought to concern most people, that we've got the government releasing nuclear sites and maps and details about them, as well as failing to conduct serious Pentagon security clearances, where, in fact, one out of every four have serious violations, including criminal conduct and records of foreign influence. And it just seems to me this government ought to be taking national security much more seriously than it is. These are real serious violations, real serious breaches. They make us less safe.
Americans are hearing more and more about these issues, and also concern about whether or not our troops over in Iraq and Afghanistan are getting the funding they need. The House did pass a funding bill. Now it looks like what's coming back is completely different.
What the House and Senate is trying to negotiate, I think, has drifted away from its true goal, which is to support and fund our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan and around the world. They've added international monetary funding, World Bank funding. They've added the flu funding, which is understandable. And now they're looking at a cash for clunkers provision that would give you $4,500 from your neighbor, their tax dollars, to go buy a slightly more fuel-efficient car. Those don't belong on bills that deal with the most serious matter, which is funding our troops. That's what we ought to focus on. That's what we ought to get completed.
Now, is it true that plan, you could go trade in last year's Hummer for a Prius and get money from your neighbor?
You could. There are no mileage requirement, no age requirement. So you can have a car that's a year old and get a check from Uncle Sam for $4,500 to buy a new one. This has less to do with the environment and a lot more about subsidizing a new purchase of automobiles with other people's tax dollars.
The American people are really starting to get sick of how Congress is spending their money. Do you think they should know more about how every dime is spent in Washington?
Absolutely. I'm pleased that the House is now going to post all of its expenses online so the American public can go through and check every member's office to see what they're spending money on. I typically give back about 20% of our budget each year to the Treasury. We try to watch every nickel if we can. And it just seems to me that this will make it easier for the public to be a watchdog. And I think it's going to trim some people's spending. I think they're going to watch those dollars more carefully because the American public can watch it more carefully.
While every family out there is cutting every corner that they can to survive, they're not really happy when they see that lawmakers are spending on some pretty outrageous things.
We can all trim our budgets. And now, with the recession being what it is, a lot of people without jobs have next to nothing to live on. The government, which is spending more and more, just unbelievable amounts of debt, have to get a handle on it. And I think public disclosure, more public scrutiny will help us get there.
Speaking of families being broke, they're not the only ones broke right now. It looks like the Highway Trust Fund is out of asphalt.
It is. Brand new numbers just released. It looks like the Highway Trust Fund is going to be about $7 billion short this year and up to $10 billion to keep new construction going for next year. So it looks like the government is going to ask Congress to shift money from the general fund into the Highway Trust Fund. And this is my whole point for not submitting earmarks this year to the highway bill, but submitting reforms, because this trust fund is busted. We ought to face up to it. We ought to address that issue, or we're going to be driving less fast in more congested areas, taking longer to get home, if we don't address the need for more infrastructure spending in America.